you might say it's trees way off.
Way off in the forest, or way off in the field.
Okay. He doesn't live here. He lives over where?
Over across the street or down the road.
At a great distance, you say he lives?
About a mile and a half, a mile and a quarter.
All right. Don't do it that way. Do it what?
Do it this way. That's the wrong way.
When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
Okay. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a man. If a man has plenty of money, he doesn't have anything to worry about, but life is hard on a what kind of man?
A poor man.
If you have a lot of peach trees, you have what?
A lot of fruit.
Oh, if you got
orchard, orchard.
All right. You might ask somebody if it's his orchard. He says, "No, I'm just a neighbor." And pointing to someone else, he says,
"That man." I have a neighbor live across the street over there, right. Down the street, up the road.
When I was a boy, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
Had a wealthy father.
All right. How else would you describe somebody as being wealthy?
Rich, millionaire.
All right. Inside a cherry, the part you don't eat, what is that?
Seeds.
When eating a cherry pie, what might one accidentally bite down on that
might
break a tooth?
A seed, a kernel, like you call it.
A what?
A kernel.
All right, inside of a peach.
Inside a kernel, that's, you know, you plant it.
All right, now, that's what you plant to make a peach tree. The kind of peach where the flesh is tight against the stone. What kind of peach is that?
Well, you know, it's, some of them call it clear seed. Some of them, the seeds ain't clear, they stick to the seed, you know.
All right, now, if you're eating a peach and you have to almost cut the seed out of it, you know, some peaches you can
ain't
eat.
Right.
All right. The other kind where it is not, that is not tight against the seed.
That's what's right.
Have you ever heard of freestone and clean peaches?
Yeah, freestone, no. Clearstone peaches. No.
All right, now since you were from Georgia, I know you're familiar with peaches. Now, what do you know the difference in clean peaches and freestone peaches?
Oh, yes. Clean peaches, they ain't got no spots on them. It's salt, you know, you salt them out, big fine peaches. Some of them got rotten spots.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, that's what you call clean peaches.
Okay. And freestone peaches?
What do you mean freestone? I mean, that's what's called the peach ain't stuck to the kernel.
Right, okay. What do you call a part of an apple that you throw away?
Core.
After you've eaten an apple, the part you have left is the what?
The core.
Okay. When you cut up apples or peaches and dry them, you're making what?
Yeah, you dry them to make pies.
Do you ever call them snips?
Yeah.
You've heard that word?
Mm-hmm.
And what did snip mean to you?
I mean, peach or apple?
Well, either one.
I mean, that means if I even slice them up, make pie out of them, call them snips.
Okay. The kind of nuts you pull out of the ground and roast?
Like peanuts.
Are there any other names you've ever heard of peanut called?
Call them goobers. Ground peas.
Okay. What other kind of nuts do you have? What other kind of nuts are there?
Hickory nuts, walnuts, English walnuts, pecans.
All right. The hard covering of a walnut, what is that called?
That's a shell.
When a walnut falls off the tree, it has a soft covering around it.
Well, it's black.
You can wait until it dries and break this off.
Yeah, that's shelling.
All right, you've never caught
hold it? Hold them.
All right. Another kind of nuts that grow down south, long and flat shaped, something like your eyes, with a thin, porous shell, and you put them in your hand and crack them together.
Chestnuts.
No, I was eating some off your table the other day.
Walnuts.